When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If it's happening in sports in Saskatchewan, we've got it covered. The all-new Sports Cage. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll free 1-866-767-0620. On your radio at 620 CKRM and online at sportscage.com.
Welcome back, Saskatchewan. It is the Sports Cage, and we are live in the heart of hockey. Like that, Sharky, that sign there, I remember coming here in 1988 to play with the Saskatoon Barons in a tournament. And for some reason, they put me on defense because the ice was too big. And I'm like, well, that's even worse.
Like that is even, how is that better for you?
That's that dumber play. What coaching? And I remember that sign. Never lose heart, Hounds. And if anyone's ever been in this rink, you remember it. It's just this facility, and you can.
It was in the old rink too, wasn't it?
I was never in the old rink.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember the old rink.
Yeah,
because I think they actually put sand in the visitors' dressing room. Was I remember when you went in, or they pre-sanded the dressing room
it's an
for
old
you?
Cue part so trick, isn't it?
What? There was shenanigans going back. There to... might
that'd be the that'd be the late '70s. Yeah.
No,
came down here.
No hot water.
No hot water. That old
trick. One of the things I like, and it's I think it's down on the door to right. The actions speak louder than words. That to me is always like no, and that's one of the mottos here. So we're at Notre Dame. It's the Hounds Day. It's a Hounds thing. It's a day of giving. If you want to hop online, hey, listen. If it means one less order of wings tonight from DoorDash, and you want to help some student athletes go to school here at Notre Dame, it's giving.notredame.ca. Arash Madani, are we on the verge or the precipice of writing one of the greatest comeback stories in Toronto Maple Leafs history? I hope you have the first 200 words already in your Grammarly with the headline Leafs back. Or am I totally
amazing, boys? 2 days ago, we had talked about this franchise being the biggest punchline in all of professional sports, and 48 hours later, they're going to shock the world and make a comeback. Gotta love sports, huh?
No, they're not. What is the feeling around there today? Are we still dealing with fans? And we called them delusional the other day, so we're going to take another shot at them. But do they really think that?
But I think the Leaf fans have been beaten so much and so often. I think the delusion's been beaten out of them. I think this is just like everybody is waiting kind of for impending doom with this outside hope that, you know, what happened to all that one in a million talk? You know, they went into Boston without Matthews and they beat him and gave up only a goal. So, you know, is that setting up for just another chapter of misery on home ice? Maybe. But I think more than anything else, people are puzzled at the whole Austin Matthews situation more than anything else.
I'm just going to pause for a second here. I know Sharky doesn't watch stuff on Netflix, but Arash and Maz, if you guys get a chance to watch this whack show, Baby Reindeer, my wife just made me watch it. And speaking of a guy that was beaten down and mentally abused and the misery of his life and everything, it reminds me a lot of some of these poor Leaf fans. Like every year they just go through the worst, and now there's a little glimmer of hope. There's a little glimmer of hope, and then nope. Tonight, I think Boston finishes.
What is the suspected injury or illness to Matthews?
Is it gout?
I have to believe it's a post-concussion thing. Because for him to be pulled from a game, two-thirds of the way through game four. And then he has not practiced with the team, but he's come out early and gotten like 7 or 8 minutes of a skate, like basically broken a sweat and nothing else. Like, what else could it be that is, you know, this is just me spitballing, because what else could it be that the doctors aren't clearing him and he would still be around the group, so it's probably not a COVID or a virus thing, but still not being cleared to play? It really is a puzzling one.
That's what I was just going to say, right? He's with the group. So I would think, now that you mentioned
that. And that was what Nylander had as well, right?
That's what, you know, we're going to find all this out probably sooner than later. but that is the suspicion. Like, it's the playoffs. Nobody's coming clean on the injuries. You know,
and it's
so
too
much
bad
of this requires self-reporting too, right? So it's up to the player sometimes. And were any of them hiding concussion symptoms until it became obvious that something was wrong? You don't know. You really don't know.
For me, Austin Matthews on the Leafs is the one guy I actually cheer for, because I think he's a good guy. He's the one of the few that plays with heart. And if you want to see if a guy like that, kind of, he deserves to win, because from I think what he does. So,
and I love the fact that he probably shouldn't be where, like, from Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah. That's the odd part.
And if he was playing through it until he got pulled, those are the kind of guys that you want to cheer for and you want to pull for. So Arash, about a half hour ago, 40 minutes ago, we had Wendell Clark on, because Wendell is a proud alumni of Notre Dame, which is where we're broadcasting live from today. And we asked, on a Wendell Clark Toronto Maple Leaf team, if Mitch Marner throws his gloves on the bench, what would have happened?
He said
he would have asked him, who are you going out to fight?
Right.
You got to use that. You got to use that one at some point, Arash, over the next week here.
That probably wouldn't have been the only thing that would have been said, I would assume. Because I think, what do they call that? Self-policing, the way that the hockey world works?
I don't know if Mitch goes back into that dressing room with Wendell after the game. I'm just going to get changed over here in this room.
And Arash, I'm glad we brought up Marner. Like, is he sick too because of lack of heart?
Yeah, so what's really interesting about the Leafs is they made the decision a couple of years ago that we're going to pay four guys up front and one defenseman, and we're going kind of all in with a core four of forwards and Morgan Rielly. And, I mean, now, what do you do? Like, you invest a high first-round pick, a lottery pick in Mitch Marner. Are you not going to pay him? At this point, you're obviously, this isn't working. I think we can all agree on that. So, with it not working, what do you do this offseason? Tavares has a no-trade clause. Nylander and Matthews are your two dudes. Defensemen don't grow on trees. And that leaves Mitch Marner. So I think the most interesting thing, guys, is not just what happens tonight, if there is a game seven. I'm most interested to see what happens this offseason, because whatever they're doing hasn't worked. So what's the next plan with a new GM? That's going to be fascinating for me.
I think Pittsburgh. Kyle Dubas loves him, right? I think
does he though?
I think so.
Or was he like?
Well,
I think
Dubas is the one that quote
together.
Unquote built this thing and made this the mess that it is. So yeah, that would make sense.
Without a doubt, yeah. I would think Dubas would be happy to get Mitch Marner. Yeah. Because he's got to find somebody younger to play on the Pittsburgh Penguins. No grandpas are left in the NHL.
My take on that, like, I cannot believe that Sheldon Keefe, he might be a good guy, or as you called him, Sheldon O'Keefe, it wasn't gone last year. I got to think that some of those core guys really like him. Or he has pictures of somebody in upper management. Because last year I thought, well, he's Gonzo, and Dubas
guys,
is gone.
Let's go back for a sec. If Kyle Dubas wants to get younger, and he wants to make a trade, and you want to get rid of people being petulant children and throwing their gloves on the bench, what about, and I'm just going to look up their salaries, what about Mitch Marner for Sidney Crosby straight up?
Oh, I'd even throw Tavares in that deal, let him go as well.
He won't.
He's got a no trade. He's got three kids here. Like, the salaries have to match. So Crosby's cap hit is $8.7 million.
He's a
and
deal.
He's nearing the end of his contract. Mitch Marner, his cap hit has to be around the same, give or take. I'm just looking it up right now. So, you know, for two teams that are cap teams, you have to make sure the salaries are going to work. Marner's cap hit is 10.9. So there's 2 million kind of in between there. Wouldn't that be something?
Tavares has only got a year left on that deal, though.
What's that?
Right. Tavares has only got a year left.
Yeah. I just don't right? see John Tavares waving his no trade. He's got three kids here. He's entrenched here. Yeah. I don't see that happening. But what I'm saying is, if you're Pittsburgh, do you trade Sidney Crosby and a first for Mitch Marner because you have Mitch Marner under contract for as many years as you have him? What could that happen? I think that would be very interesting. Because the dollars have to be close, and the dollars are pretty close.
Ooh, it would be so interesting. It'd be so good for Toronto. Yes.
It'd just be so good for us.
What else do you got?
Like, it's just great chaos, right?
It is great chaos.
Yeah. Hey, can we switch gears?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, so... This I know that at times you've maybe been a little hard on the CFL and the management of the league. There's a little sarcasm there. The whole Chad Kelly situation and the Toronto Argonauts, and I read what you wrote the other day, that camp is going to be starting here in a matter of days, and players are going to be showing up, and there's not, there's no resolution. I know that they're supposed to be doing an investigation. Kind of what is the latest on that?
The latest is nothing. And that's kind of the issue, guys. The latest is, like, if you want to go through the timeline, this went public in February when the now former assistant strength coach of the Argos filed a lawsuit against Kelly and the Argonauts. And that's when it became public. It was in February that Randy Ambrosi said, we take the allegations against the Argonauts and Mr. Kelly very seriously. So there's no resolution right now. As of a couple of days ago, when I spoke with a couple of people in the know around the situation, they had heard nothing on what Chad's status was going to be. And so to me, there are a few things here. One, I reached out to a couple of people who do this investigating thing as a career. And I didn't bring up Chad Kelly, and I didn't bring up pro sports, and I just said, look, if you're in a workplace and party A alleges A, B, and C against party B, and you have to do an investigation of the people in the building, how long do these investigations usually take? And I talked to a few people, and it was as little as 2 weeks. Somebody came back to me and said as little as 2 weeks, and somebody came back to me and said, yeah, it probably could take about 4. Well, the investigation began in February, and now here we are in May, and 4 weeks was a long time ago, and training camps are about to start, and there's no answers. There's no answers anywhere.
That That's a really good point. It's fitting you talk to someone in the investigation. It was 36 years ago that the final episode of Magnum PI aired. So it's all fitting. How quick would
oh
this...
Oh, my God. That's the farthest reach I've heard in sports radio in a long time.
That's what I do. But what if this allegation was somebody on the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Toronto Raptors, or the Toronto Blue Jays? This would be talked about constantly, would it not?
Let me position it a different way. Let's even say it happened in the CFL in season. Then what would happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the allegations in the lawsuit from the assistant strength coach, this allegedly occurred the week of the East Final, where Chad threw what, 7 picks or something like that. But what happens if this happens in season? Like, what message does all of this send to the females, to the women who work in Canadian pro football?
Yep.
These are the real questions. It's not about what happens in other leagues. I do wonder what would happen if this wasn't a star quarterback who played for Toronto, the league's most outstanding player. I have a pretty good suspicion if this was a backup lineman or, you know, a backup corner or a backup receiver, how this would be handled. But that's just my suspicion. When it's the star of the league.
Yeah. No. Okay, as we wrap it up with you, Arash, we are here at Notre Dame College, Wilcox, Saskatchewan. It's a Hounsing, a day of giving. From a guy that's, you know, lives out east, spent a lot of your time there, you must know about the history, the alumni, and what Notre Dame is in this small town in Saskatchewan. When you think of Notre Dame, what comes to mind?
And there's a couple of things. One, a guy I went to university with who's a heck of a goaltender. His name is Mike Marcoux. I don't know what Marcoux's doing these days with his life, but he was the one who actually introduced me. I, you know, growing up in Nova Scotia, I had no idea. And then I got to know a little bit more about the program. I believe Barry Trotz is an alumnus. Am I correct there?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Trotzy.
How many, like, Stanley Cups and judges and premiers, yep, and professional athletes and the list goes on. Like, I know this is a sports show, and I think it's, you know, great that some people have moved on and reached the pinnacle of their sports career. But I think what's really cool about Notre Dame is how many people have reached the pinnacle of so many different industries and so many different careers. Mm-hmm. And continue to have a connection and an affinity to it. Like, maybe I'm a bad dude, but I don't really think about my high school anymore. But I find people who go to a place like Notre Dame, they do care.
Yeah, there's no wing in my high school with my name on it. I know that for sure. We were talking about this on the show today with three Stanley Cup champions we'll talk to. And it's funny, if you were to find three Stanley, but that's three of many on the wall that are here. And then we mentioned in a lot of major Canadian cities, a lot of buildings and streets are named from people that have graced the halls here at Notre Dame. It's Arash Madani. You can hear him on Tuesdays and Thursdays here on the all-new Sports Cage. It's a day of giving at Notre Dame, and if you would like to donate, all you need to do is hop online. It's giving.notredame.ca. We'll take a break and come back. It's the all-new Sports Cage on 620 CKRM.